This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we need to bring some attention to this story that unraveled at a rapid pace overnight because the Trump administration just successfully pressured ABC into suspending one of their top journalists for simply criticizing the Trump administration in a very soft way online. This all happened very, very quickly, and let me remind you, this is the second time that ABC has caved to the Trump admin over the past year. They paid $15 million to the Trump admin, to Trump in particular, because he claimed that George Stephanopoulos had defamed him. Now, not long after, the Trump admin was able to very easily pressure ABC into suspending Terry Moran. Now, this is a perfect microcosm of how the Trump administration's repeated attacks on legacy media, the media as a whole, on colleges, on law firms, et cetera, creates this chilling effect, right? ABC already had to go through this lawsuit and dish out $15 million, and they caved, and now they don't want that to happen again. Now they see that the Trump admin is going after Paramount. And with Paramount, you see 60 Minutes being attacked. When Trump and his allies continue to lunge at and attack organization after media organization after media organization, it creates this chilling effect. Now, I want to break down the tweet that started this all because it's actually incredibly poignant and solid. Terry Moran, who you may recognize from this famous clip. Maybe we'll watch this a little bit later, but Terry Moran recently fact-checked Trump about the MS-13 that was not on Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia's knuckles. It was a very viral clip. This man tweeted out last night at 9:06 p.m. "The thing about Stephen Miller is not that he is the brains behind Trumpism." And this is going to be a really good analysis. So listen, it says, "Yes, he is one of the people who conceptualizes the impulses of the Trumpist movement and translates them into policy. But that's not what's interesting about Miller. It's not brains, it's bile. Miller is a man who is richly endowed with the capacity for hatred. He's a world-class hater. You can see this just by looking at him, because you can see that his hatreds are his spiritual nourishment. He eats his hate. Trump is a world-class hater, but his hatred is only a means to an end, and that end is his own glorification. That is his spiritual nourishment. He is saying that Stephen Miller is a deeply, deeply hateful individual, and you can see that in Stephen Miller's eyes. I'm not even exaggerating. You can see it in the way that Stephen Miller operates, and that's his spiritual nourishment at the end of the day. He loves his hate. Donald Trump uses his hate just to glorify and just to amass this power base that can help him, establish a legacy, whether good or bad. Then, after Terry Moran sent this tweet out at 9:06 p.m. last night on June 7th, everyone melted down. And by everyone, I mean snowflake Trump supporters who claim to care about freedom of speech, but melt down at the slightest. This isn't even just a criticism. This is like a poetic takedown of Stephen Miller's spiritual or lack of spirituality, right? This is not something that should ever be illegal. Nobody in America should ever be like second-guessing themselves before saying something like this on X, which is supposed to be the town square where you can say whatever you want. I mean, dude, you can find people posting Hitler speeches and swastikas and insane stuff on X, but you can't criticize Stephen Miller? So then, the meltdown ensues. Caroline Levitt says, "Last night, in a since-deleted post, so-called journalist Terry Moran went on a rampage against Stephen Miller and called President Trump a world-class hater. This is unhinged and unacceptable. We have reached out to ABC to inquire about how they plan to hold Terry accountable, while ABC very quickly caved." And I hate the gaslighting here. Donald Trump on a daily basis sends out these all caps posts where he calls Governor Newsom new scum. He calls everybody nicknames. He threatens ABC. He threatens Elon Musk. But Terry Moran writes a poetic takedown, is what I'm going to keep calling it. And apparently this is unhinged and unacceptable. Are you effing kidding me? It is absolute gaslighting. And just to back up, I don't know why ABC continues to cave like this. Terry Moran did nothing wrong. Drop that in the comment section. Terry Moran did nothing wrong. And let me just say, this is part of the reason I really enjoy being independent on YouTube. There is nobody above me. There is no boss to tell me I can't say this or can't say that. I am the one that dictates what we cover on a day-to-day basis. I'm the one that dictates what I'm allowed to say. And nobody can take that away from me because we live in this independent YouTube space. So if you want to help support, then make sure you subscribe. Before I go on to this next post from J.D. Vance himself, his is even more unhinged than Caroline Leavitt's and is longer. Let me just say, this is how authoritarianism manifests behind the scenes. And there's an interesting nuanced distinction I want to make here. Because last night we saw Trump mobilize a National Guard and militarize the streets of Los Angeles, right? That was authoritarianism in the flesh, in the blood. That is what it looks like. When you see that happening, you know that is executive overreach. But authoritarianism doesn't even have to involve guns or weapons or busting down the door of ABC and holding everybody hostage like it's a movie or whatever. No. Authoritarianism can be as simple as a chilling effect. What we're seeing here with Terry Moran being suspended, that is as equally as authoritarian as what we saw last night in LA, which that might be controversial to say, but I think this type of insidious authoritarianism, when the media is attacked and attacked and attacked in such a way where now Terry Moran might not even want to cover the LA protests and the response from the Trump admin. So I think this form of authoritarianism is just as insidious, just as bad as what we saw last night in LA. But to continue, J.D. Vance then writes, an ABC journalist, Terry Moran, posted this absolutely vile smear of Stephen Miller. It's dripping with hatred. Remember that every time you watch ABC's coverage of the Trump administration. As it happens, I know Stephen quite well, and he's motivated by the love of country. He's motivated by a fear that people like Terry Moran make rules that normal Americans have to follow, but well-connected people don't. What? Terry Moran's? Wait, what? Terry Moran's making the rules that well-connected people don't have to follow? Dude, it's why he fought so hard to get President Trump elected and why he works hard to implement the agenda. Trump is the one that keeps creating all these corrupt top-down policies and holding crypto dinners for only the richest of the rich. And like Justin Sun, who is someone who scammed a massive amount of people and was never allowed to step foot back in the U.S., he lived in China, is now allowed to come back because he donated enough to the Trump admin. So the idea that Democrats only benefit well-connected people, that is insane and unhinged. It then says ABC should apologize to Stephen. What Terry posted is disgraceful. You know, let's play a fun exercise. I'm going to pull up Trump's Truth Social, and I guarantee he's posted something more deranged in the past, like, 12 hours. So Trump, 9 hours ago, said, great job by the National Guard in Los Angeles after 2 days of violence. Can I point out, the National Guard hasn't even been mobilized yet. At the time of sending this at 1:41 a.m., the National Guard hadn't been mobilized. He then says, we have an incompetent governor, new scum. Like, dude, this is 10 times more unhinged than whatever Terry Moran said. And Terry Moran didn't even say anything unhinged whatsoever. But finally, Katie Miller said, this is why Americans don't trust the legacy media. When masks are down, you see the radical left-wing bias at ABC. These are the people feeding propaganda across the airwaves under the guise of righteousness. Terry Moran should be fired from the network immediately. Well, apparently, ABC decided that the best opinion on this came from Katie Miller, because they didn't fire Terry Moran, but they suspended him this morning. This reads, news. ABC News has now suspended Terry Moran for this now-deleted tweet about Stephen Miller. This morning, the White House press secretary said she asked ABC News for accountability. The vice president also posted that ABC News should apologize to Miller. Finally, Miller's wife, former White House aide Katie Miller, said that Terry should be fired. A reminder that ABC News and George Stephanopoulos paid a multi-million-dollar settlement to President Trump, and this brings me back to the beginning. When you create this chilling effect by repeatedly attacking the media over and over, villainizing them, and then using the courts and using your power as the President of the United States to apply pressure on all of these different media organizations, we can go down a long, long list of media orgs that Trump has sued, and honestly, the list of media orgs that he hasn't sued would be easier to come up with at this point. And the point here is that creates a chilling effect. That's why ABC immediately did it. They don't want to go through another lawsuit and discovery and pay another $20 million because you damn well know the Trump admin is litigious enough to do that. And I'll leave it there. You know, this all brings me to the final point that this is the beauty of independent media. Me, Midas Touch, the other creators doing similar things. We are pushing back on the Trump admin and we are the variable they didn't expect. Meaning, you know, they thought about law firms, they thought about universities, they've been attacking courts, the Supreme Court, they've been attacking every single media institution out there. But we are here amassing tens and tens of millions of views on a monthly basis and pushing back against the Trump admin in a very concise way. So it feels like we're the variable that they didn't consider. And that being said, if you want to support that variable, you can subscribe. It's free below. I love you all. See you in the next video. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.